So my name is Annalise, and I am a support volunteer here at the Kingston branch of the Samaritans, and I'm doing public relations and communications. I'm fairly new to the role, and I would say I'm in my first real month of working with the Samaritans, and it's already been a very fulfilling role. So I'm just going to go through why people contact us. So when people contact the Samaritans for support, they often mention several concerns, and these might be, for example, isolation, loneliness, family issues, relationship problems, and mental or physical health concerns. We're there for anyone who's in distress, whatever is troubling them. You don't need to be suicidal to talk to the Samaritans. Most people who contact us aren't. We want people to feel safe while talking to us so they can tell us how they're really feeling. That's why we're confidential. You don't have to tell us your name. It's about the method in which callers are comfortable with. Whatever way they want to talk, they can contact us anytime in their own way. So this could either be calling our helpline, it could be texting, emailing, and also we offer a face-to-face service from 7:30 to 9:30 any day of the year, 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. any day of the year. There's no appointment necessary. Callers can just come in, ring the doorbell, and one of our Samaritans will greet and listen to their concerns.
And what do you think is the impact of Samaritans in Kingston?
I think the impact is great and far-reaching. We do have, unfortunately, although there's been an overall downward trend in suicide rates over the past decade, the statistics are clear in terms of age, gender and socioeconomic status. The group most at risk of suicide are men in the lowest social class in their 30s, 40s and 50s. So what we're trying to do is really, well, not focus on that group, but just try and reach out to that group and say that it's okay not to be okay, and that if they want to call us, you know, they should definitely call us. Part of my role here as a PR support Samaritan is just to get the word out to young men and to men and to the community as a whole, that we offer a safe place for people to come and talk to us in their own way about whatever's getting to them.